Riadini's trying to pinch it. Think It Over is trying to repeat his Chomford Stakes success. He's giving chase. Riadini two in front of Think It Over. Very Elegant, she's starting to motor now. Riadini being tackled by Very Elegant, and the Great Mare wins a ninth Group One home best in the George Main. Very Elegant beat Riadini and Think It Over.
She's a very good horse. It's as simple as that. It's an honour to train a horse like this. She doesn't win Group One. She runs second in them in all distances, all track conditions. That's a rare commodity.
Chris Waller was moved to call Very Elegant a champion with the newspaper journos in Sydney in the aftermath of her ninth Group 1 win. It puts her on a pedestal alongside Northerly and Bone Crusher, Gunsind and Tobin Bronze. I think she's the most underestimated champion of my time following racing because she comes so quickly after the Winx era and these numbers don't seem as dizzying as they would normally be. But it's a record that dates back to 2019, winning Group 1 races, and now through to the George Main in 2021. Best horse in the country, absolutely, on performances at the moment. Andrew Bensley, welcome.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Jared. And I think the key with her on Saturday, the rain swept in, the unexpected rain. It started to deteriorate the track, but it was the one thing that stars do. She looked very vulnerable 100 out. But then the stars complete the job, and that's exactly what she was able to do.
It's a great record. I do think it's an underestimated record.
Yeah.
Nine is a brilliant number of Group 1s.
It is. Staggering. I mean, in some way, the Chris Waller stable, because of the success that they had with the mare Winx, everything else sort of lived in her shadow for such a long time. And Very Elegant, maybe this spring is the time where she does present herself as an absolute champion. You know, I'm not saying that she hasn't done it since Winx finished, but everyone discussed Winx even for another 12 months after she finished racing. But she was dominant. And it was interesting talking with Greg Carpenter from Racing Victoria this morning that the Waller stable had made contact with him about the Turnbull. Under the conditions of that race, Very Elegant could stay in Sydney for one more run, the Hill Stakes, or could come to Melbourne and run in the Turnbull and meet Incentivise and others in that race on the first Saturday in October. She'd carry 57 under the conditions of the race, and Incentivise would carry half a kilo more at 57.5 because of the Group 1 win. So it will be intriguing just to see what Chris Waller does, whether it's Sydney or Melbourne next run. Normally, they'd like to have one run in Melbourne before the Cox Plate.
Yeah.
So it's a case of whether he keeps that up again.
Eduardo beat Nature Strip. Gloriously enigmatic sprinter, Nature Strip. It just fitted.
It did.
I was watching that race thinking, I think he's going to get beaten again here. He amuses me endlessly, Nature Strip. I love him.
I wasn't too sure. You know, I thought Eduardo's tried everything here and Willie sort of, I don't think he's in a quite many did. Nash Rawilla said to us this morning on SEN Track that he was always confident of Eduardo's strength because Joe Pride had given him three barrier trials into this race on Saturday, and that's unusual, but he had the fitness. And Joe Pride said to me this morning as well that I always, in the back of my mind, John Size, who he worked for when Joe Pride was starting off, Joe worked with John Size, and he's gone to Hong Kong and now a world-class trainer. He said, when in doubt, trial him again. And that's why he gave him the three. And it ended up maybe just that strength of that third trial got him over the line.
Who will run against Zaki on Saturday in the Underwood?
Probabil is going to at this stage.
Excellent.
Yeah. Jamie Richards saying just a short time ago, he said could about 2 hours ago, and now he's saying we're definitely leaning that way. Nominations come out in the next sort of 45 minutes, so that'll help him. But Zaki's there. Superstorm is going to be there. Sir Dragonette galloped very impressively at the Valley this morning, but will run in the Underwood. So the class is going to be there. It'll be a test for whoever, Probabil will go there most likely.
How great to see Daniel Moore in a Group 1.
It was. I tried to get him this morning. I think he was snoozing after everything that he's done since Saturday. 40-year-old, putting in the hard yards, teams up with Bussenden and Young, who You know, gives him lots of opportunities because he goes down there every Monday for jump outs. He's there most mornings for track work. It was just a great story. And the emotion that he showed was the story, that how much energy goes into everything.
I loved how he reflected. He'd seen other jockeys do it and get emotional and thought they were all soft. And then it just completely grabbed him. What do you want to do to your top five, Hoss? You've got Zaki at one, Very Elegant two, Mask Crusader three, Animo four, Behemoth five.
Yeah, I'm changing it a little bit. Yep. So we're going to move on this through the week, through the next number of weeks. I'm going to put Animo at five because it'll run this week. And just getting news is that the Golden Rose meeting will go ahead at Rose Hill. There had been some talk that it may not, simply because Rose Hill's in a lockdown area, but just getting confirmation that, that Golden Rose is going there. So five Animo, four Nature Strip. I'm bringing in Nature Strip. I should have had him somewhere last week. Three, Eduardo. two, Zaki. And I've got to come with you for the ride at Very Elegant. Very hard to ignore the obvious. I will say that Behemoth and Probabil, I'm not too sure whether they would have won the Sir Rupert Clark, either of them, but they didn't get a lot of luck around the bend. The draws went against them. Everyone was swooping out wide and they couldn't get clear running at a vital time. So they're right in the mix in the top five.
Very Elegant stays one for me. I'm unperturbed by the defeat of Nature Strip at two. That's the one he has every campaign. Incentivize three, Zaki four, who rises if he wins the Underwood, but I just want to see that happen. And obviously Mask Crusader has to get bounced because of that run. So provisionally, five's the winner of the Golden Rose for me. Animo, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see if Remark can beat Animo or however that pans out.
Melbourne's weather a bit dicey as the week goes on. Few showers around. Sydney's the opposite. They're going to have a beautiful track at Rose Hill. We haven't raced there since late July because of the lockdown, and they've got 27 degrees Saturday.
Perfect. Good to see you.
Thanks, Jared.
Bensley on SEN track Monday to Thursday, 8 till 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings, 9 till 12.